Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why a farmer is rising for a 15-hour day, and a trucker is beginning a 5-day journey, and ADM is turning corn and wheat, soy and cocoa beans into your favorite foods. Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why so many work so long and take their job to heart. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. What a pleasure it was last week to attend the annual Farm Broadcasters Meeting in Kansas City. Many familiar faces and many new faces were there, exchanging ideas, interviewing speakers, and broadcasting back to their local stations across this great nation. It's been a long time since I've seen such an upbeat mood. Everyone seemed prepared to really celebrate Thanksgiving. Why not be grateful for a demand-driven bull market in agriculture? The pioneers that came here to settle this country started the Thanksgiving tradition. I sometimes contrast what they were celebrating then to what we celebrate today. They were just grateful to have food on the table and be free in a beautiful land. And to this day, we are grateful to be in a free and beautiful land, but we enjoy luxuries never imagined by our ancestors. Automobiles and airplanes, telephones, electric lights, television, and of course the internet. We must thank our forefathers for their wisdom, their courage, and their bravery. They fought wars and sacrificed for us, beginning with the Revolutionary War and the Civil War and World War I and II, and just to mention a few. Now we find ourselves bogged down in a war in Iraq. I don't know the best strategy, but I do have confidence in this country to protect our liberty and our way of life. When I was a boy, we had two horses named Bert and Bill. They pulled a 2-row corn planter. We milked our cows by hand and put up loose hay. Thanksgiving was turkey, sweet potatoes, gravy, and pumpkin pie. Today, the menu is the same, but the farming business is far different, with big tractors, planters, and labor-saving machinery. I'm optimistic that in another 50 years, my grandchildren and great-grandchildren will be celebrating Thanksgiving the same way we do. But I can't imagine what farming will be like then. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.